Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
We were recently in a federal court in San Francisco, California, regarding Planned Parenthood's multimillion dollar civil lawsuit against Sandra Merritt. We're going to be talking about this case on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber and Holly Mead. Matt, this particular case has been going on for some time, and it's not over yet. When we enter to the courtroom in San Francisco, the policy and practice of federal judges in California is to provide a draft order or some kind of outline of what their thinking is after they've read the written pleadings and all the legal arguments. It's different than the other courts where you have no idea what the judge might be thinking. And then there's the oral argument to address the issues that the judge wants to focus on. So at the end of the day, it is somewhat of a very efficient way to do this. Well, in the preliminary ruling, which has not yet been put into final print, and during the argument, it appears, and I want to say that it appears because we don't have the final ruling, that some of the multimillion dollar lawsuit filed by Planned Parenthood will be dismissed at the stage of what we call summary judgment. And some of the matters may go on to trial, but a pared down version of Planned Parenthood's original lawsuit. And the reason why at summary judgment, some things could be dismissed or some things could go on to trial is whether there are some disputes in the material fact that a jury needs to ultimately conclude this is the fact or that's the fact. So it really is whether there is some factual issues that still need to be decided in this case by a jury. So consequently, some of these counts or complaints will go to trial most likely. Of course, we just don't know, but it also means that some significant portions of this lawsuit will likely be dismissed. So that's good news, but on the other hand, it means that we likely will go to a trial and it could be a very lengthy one.
Yeah, and folks need to understand that Sandra Merritt, she can't pay for this. This is hundreds of thousands of, when everything's said and done, it's going to be well into the seven figures most likely.
Oh yeah, it would be in the seven figures.
No yeah, question. In terms of attorney's costs and court fees and the time and energy. And but this is a flashpoint in time. This is a milestone here. Our it is an attack on the First Amendment, on journalism, but really what it is it's a shot over the bow that Planned Parenthood is trying to send to future investigative journalists who might dare to expose their criminality, their criminal behavior. It's illegal to sell baby body parts, but it's undisputed that Planned Parenthood does. It's the most bizarre thing I've ever seen.
And of course, we're fighting two different cases. We have a criminal case, and this, of course, we're talking about today is the civil lawsuit that Planned Parenthood, multi-million dollar civil lawsuit against her for doing what any journalist could ethically do, and that's just videotaping this horrendous sale of baby body parts by some of these Planned Parenthood employees.
Yeah, we have. It's interesting because in the criminal case brought by the state of California and its pro-abortion attorney general, Becerra, there have been 15 felony counts filed against her and David DeLayden, 15. 14 individual counts, and then the 15th one is allegedly some kind of conspiracy to engage in the other 14. Mm-hmm. Of course, some of those don't even relate to Sandra. That case is still going on, and of course, if you're battling the state, of any state, the states have unlimited resources. And so we're up against an unlimited resource of the state of California. On the other hand, in the civil case, Planned Parenthood filed a separate 15-count civil lawsuit seeking about $16 million as punishment for her undercover investigation, which revealed and exposed Planned Parenthood's unethical and potentially illegal profiting from human baby body parts. And in California, there's two exceptions for this recording. And that is if it's done in public, and all these were done in public, and if you believe that the entity that you are recording, in this case, Planned Parenthood representatives, Planned Parenthood, is engaging or about to engage in illegal activity, that's also an exception to the recording rule. Both of those apply to our cases. Well, Planned Parenthood tried to, as you said, Holly, intimidate her. They have unlimited resources. They're a billion-plus dollar-a-year organization, $500 million just in taxpayer funds every year. And they filed this 15-count felony complaint, including RICO, the Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Law. Now, that law was passed years ago to come after the mafia, gangs, or the mafia for engaging in various kinds of crimes and doing it multiple times. And it actually imposes triple damages and attorney's fees. So if you get a $10 million verdict, that $10 million becomes $30 million. And then you have to pay the attorney's fees of the entity, your opposition. So when you add that to the underlying criminal case, it becomes a very significant penalty and booster. But in this case, you know, the United States Supreme Court some years ago has already ruled that you can't use RICO against pro-life picketers to silence free speech. Right. And here what we have, pro-life journalists. It's the same thing. So the Supreme Court's already spoken on that. That and other aspects of the case should be dismissed. Continue to pray for it, though, Matt, as we are waiting the ruling on summary judgment and then anticipating that maybe some of these cases, these claims may still go on to trial, which could be a very extensive trial. It could be 4 weeks, could be 8 weeks. We don't know how long it would be, but it could be a very lengthy proposition.
Yeah, Matt, you know, people tend to think of these big cases. They're in the news. They feel like it's kind of distant. But Sandra Merritt is a wonderful woman. She's a mother, isn't she?
She's a grandmother.
She's doing this as a calling. God put this on her heart to expose this evil of Planned Parenthood. Who is Sandra Merritt for our listeners?
Well, she's an individual. Take a while to go into her background. And she's a mom. She is a grandmother. And she was asked to help out in these videotapes and meeting with Planned Parenthood representatives. All these meetings were done in public places, conferences and other places. They weren't done in the privacy of a office, home, or someplace where there's an expectation of privacy. There's people milling all around.
Right, very ethical.
Which is very courageous to begin with. I mean, that is a bold move.
And so she talks to these individuals, and there's a recording of what these individuals were saying. And we've seen those horrendous videos of people laughing, talking about recognizing that this is a boy, the heart's still beating, all these different things, cutting the baby's face in half while it's still alive.
Right.
I mean, it's just horrendous.
Eyeball fell on my lap, ha, ha, ha,
it's just selling the parts so they can buy
a Lamborghini.
Yeah. Right.
Those kinds of things were put out in videotape, and of course, those were shocking. But
okay.
This is more than one person with Planned Parenthood. So this is the MO of Planned Parenthood.
And can you imagine if someone did that for, let's say, animal rights? You know, it would not be an issue. But because we're talking about the killing of babies with the most powerful abortion mill in the United States, it's a whole different issue.
Yeah, and that's why they're coming after her and David with everything, the state and Planned Parenthood, because they want to send a message, don't ever do this against Planned Parenthood, otherwise you will be punished. Well, obviously, she is a woman of courage and conviction, but we're in California, and so pray for us. This case, as you mentioned, Matt, is expensive. Just the deposition transcripts, the hard copies of ordering from the court reporter, the deposition hard copy transcripts and electronic versions will exceed $100,000.
Oh my God.
That's not counting how much time it takes to go through those depositions and the flights and the hotels, and that's just depositions. This has been an enormously expensive case, but it would be enormously expensive if she didn't have Liberty Counsel standing with her. Because what is at stake? Not only free speech, certainly that is, but it's the lives of these children that are being brutally selected and aborted and their body parts are being harvested for profit. So pray for Liberty Counsel. You can learn more and also support the Ministry of Liberty Counsel by going to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, lc.org. There you can not only contribute online to Liberty Counsel, but also pray for Sandra Merritt and this and other cases that we're involved in. And you can also sign up for a number of our emails right there on the webpage, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.